Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
What a bizarre night at the Forum. Grizzlies score 130 for the first time in 7 years. Mike Conley continues his scoring barrage, as does Mark Gasol. Vince Carter gets thrown out of the game 2 minutes in, and some Instagram model makes everyone lose their mind. All of that, and maybe a little bit more, on today's Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Grizzlies for this Wednesday. My name is Peter Edmiston, postgame edition here. Happy to be with you. And boy, we got a lot to get to about what turned out to be a kind of a fun game in many respects. Certainly fun if you're a fan of Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and the Grizzlies, and you like to see scoring, because the Grizzlies hit 130. That is not a number you often see with the Grizzlies. We'll talk about that also. Vince Carter got kicked out 2 minutes into this game, or at least 2 minutes into his time in the game. That was something. Devin Booker at it again. We'll discuss that and take a look at what the Grizzlies did well in this ball game, plus the whole situation with Chandler and that Instagram model or Snapchat, or I don't know who she is, but apparently a lot of folks do, and it caused quite a little stir on Twitter. So that is all still to come. Want to say a big welcome and thank you to the folks at Grizz Essentials, who are coming on as a new sponsor. I'm going to tell you about them a little later on in the broadcast. Plus, I'll give you that promo code that you can use to get your first month free at Grizz Essentials, but you have to keep listening for the promo code. It's a special promo code. It'll change every week. I'll give it to you later on in the podcast. Now to the game, and of course it went probably about the way you would have expected, maybe a little more fireworks. 130 points is pretty crazy. I really think, you know, since you win KFC, some sort of chicken deal, when the Grizzlies score 100 points, if the Grizzlies score 130 points, I think you should win entire roasted chickens, multiple roasted chickens, actually, because that sure as hell doesn't happen very often. It's the first time in 7 years that the Grizzlies have scored 130 in a game, and they did it in regulation, and they really did it in the second half. 75-point second half was pretty crazy. And it took a little while for the Grizzlies to kind of warm up and show up, and honestly, it kind of took Vince Carter's ejection 2 minutes into his time on the floor to really wake the Grizzlies up. They started off without a lot of energy, without a lot of intensity. Where have we heard that before? I mean, the starting lineup, honestly, is continues to be an issue with you know, whether it's Chandler Parsons or whether it's just the fact that, you know, these are just slow starting guys. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but we've seen so many slow starts this year. It just has continued to be a thing. It was a thing again tonight. And until, you know, the Grizzlies were down 18-9 at one point early in this game and started to fight their way back, and then literally fought their way back, because Vince Carter threw an uppercut, wham, right at Devin Booker. You know, this thing was there, at least there was a little more action this time than the last time, when the quote-unquote fight was basically just a small little shove, and then Devin Booker, you know, trying to get people to hold him back as he was, you know, attempting to, and I use this term very loosely, fight Troy Daniels. This one was a little more active, because at least Vince Carter fired off like a legit elbow uppercut thing when Booker was getting on his nerves a little bit. And it ended up looking more severe than it was, because Booker had jumped up. Yeah, people were saying, I think, that Booker had flopped. Nah, I don't think he flopped so much as it was a leverage thing. I think he jumped up in the air, and Vince kind of took a little swing, and it caught him off guard, knocked him off his balance a little bit. Vince because he threw the punch or the elbow or whatever you want to call it, forearm, I don't know. He threw that. He got kicked out of the game. Maybe a touch harsh. He may get suspended, possibly because of the flagrant, depending on how they characterized it. That I don't know, but it was definitely the flashpoint, definitely the beginning of the Grizzlies kind of, you know, turning things around and dominating the game. It took them a little while to fully dominate, but they did end up dominating. First, let's hear from David Fizdale, and he has a fabulous line in this quote talking about Vince Carter getting ejected.
I couldn't tell on the replay. Monty, like, really broke it down. So he said, Fizz, I watched that a bunch of times. I really didn't want to kick Vince out of the game. He said, but it was just too much. And so, you know, it is what it is. That's all I can say. It is what it is. And fortunately, Vince is very rich, and he can afford the fine.
That is awesome. Fortunately, Vince is very rich. It is fortunate, right?
Fortunately, Vince is very rich.
Wish I was that fortunate. I'm not very rich. But you know who is?
Fortunately, Vince is very rich.
He is. He's very rich. He's got homes all over. Got the restaurant in Orlando. He's doing very well for himself.
Fortunately, Vince is very rich.
So I suppose a little bit of that wealth is going to be heading to the NBA office and then eventually to charity, because Vince will get fined and possibly maybe get suspended. I don't know. It depends on how they characterize the act. But it did fire up the Grizzlies, and it did get the Grizzlies going. Mike Conley agrees that it was something that the Grizzlies kind of needed.
No, you know, it was unfortunate, but I thought it really kind of rallied the guys a little bit. We got a little bit closer because of that. Gave us energy. I thought at that point in the game we didn't really have the energy we needed to come out and you know, compete at a high level. And even though it was unfortunate to lose Vince, but he really gave us a shot in the arm at that.
And from there it was offense, like crazy. The defense didn't come until later on in the game. But the offense continued to rain down Grizzlies with 12 three-point shots. In many years, that would be big news this year. It's just another day at the office. Basically, almost half the games now that they've played, the Grizzlies have made double-digit threes. And when they do, they're now 23-6 in those games. Mike Conley, 10 of 19 for 29 points. Marc Gasol, 10 of 16 for 28 points. 7 rebounds, 5 assists. 8 assists for Mike Conley, by the way. And Zach Randolph, 23 points off the bench on 10 of 15 shooting. The big three, in this case, Mark, Mike, and Zebo combined 30 of 50 from the field. And that meant that the rest of the Grizzlies really didn't, that wasn't a whole lot that they needed to do. And they weren't all that bad. They were 18 of 36 combined, everyone else. But it just, everything ran through those guys. Everything ran through Mark and Mike and Zach when Zach was out there. That's one of those, you know, whether it's a function of, you know, Vince being kicked out and the Grizzlies have consolidated, you know, who they want to have the ball and who they want to be taking these shots. I don't know, but it worked out really well. The plus minus interesting in this one too, because, you know, on the bench, Zach and James Ennis each plus 20s. In this game, Brandon Wright, a plus 19, very effective. 17 minutes for Brandon Wright back after missing the last two games with personal reasons, as he is awaiting the birth of twins. And Mike Conley, though, plus 25, game high plus 25 in the starting unit. But the interesting thing is that the rest of the starters are all minuses. Tony Allen, minus 8. Marc Gasol, despite his 28 points, minus 1. Jamichael Green, minus 1. Chandler Parsons, minus 2. Mike Conley, plus 25. The minutes that he played alongside other guys were particularly impressive. And we mentioned the Tony Douglas minutes that Mike plays. And those have been big. Mike playing alongside Tony Douglas, huge. huge, and that's been the most productive two-man grouping for the Grizzlies. It's been, you know, very productive with you throw in anyone else in that group, Zach, Brandon, Vince, all those guys, they've all played well in that pairing. And it's good to have guys out there that can give you a little extra boost, a little extra offense. And when Mike's out there with Tony Douglas, it allows Mike to really go free and do his thing offensively. And that's made a huge difference, you know, for the Grizzlies. And the you see effort. Tony Douglas gives you effort. And that was in a little bit of short supply in stretches of this ball game on the defensive side. But Douglas, you don't have to worry about that with him. You know, he will definitely give you that effort. James Ennis minutes were interesting to see because, you know, Vince goes out with the ejection early. I don't know that Ennis would have played, but he did in this case, and he ended up playing, you know, really well. I think especially just kind of giving an extra little boost on the defensive side of the ball. But I don't know. I don't know that he would have played. Troy Daniels was a non-factor, really, in his 11 or so minutes, much of which, you know, came in garbage time. Again, the minutes for Daniels are strange, and Ennis, too. And I don't know that there's no predictability. Daniels came in early in the Denver game, and this would seem like a game that would make a lot of sense for him with Phoenix and the nature of the game, too, and he didn't play much. So I don't know. I don't know what Fizdale's going to do with those minutes. Conley finishes up, by the way, his most impressive scoring month of his career with this 29-point performance. He will end up averaging right around 21 points per game. First time that he has put up numbers like that. And also, he will end up going to the free throw line more in this month on a per-game basis than any other month of his career. His offense has taken another step forward. He's been really, really good. And you know, him being good has taken the Grizzlies in an offensive sense to a different level. You know, him being consistently aggressive and consistently able to hit those shots, consistently able to get to the foul line, you know, giving you, instead of 15 points a game, you know, giving you 20. Instead of 20, giving you 25. You know, he's just way above what you would expect, and that allows the Grizzlies offensively to be way above, you know, what you would expect. Very impressive performance on the offensive end. I mean, when you shoot 56% as a team, 48% from three, you rack up 130 points, then, of course, it's going to be impressive. One downer, I suppose, that we have to bring up is Chandler Parsons, again, who goes 23 minutes, 4 points, and he hit 1-3, and it was the crowd went crazy. Like, and it was the second quarter, and I swear they reacted as if he was the scrub that was coming in to finish off like a college game when you're up 30. And you bring in the walk-on kid who you know can barely make the team, and he comes out there and hits a three, and the crowd goes nuts. That's what it was like when Parsons just hit a three in the second quarter. And this is your max guy. It's a guy that's, you know, one of the highest paid guys in the NBA. And whew, that is not a place that you want to be if you're Chandler Parsons or the Grizzlies. And I think it's really affecting Parsons. Now, it may not be affecting him enough to get him to you know, stay off of Instagram and Snapchat and all the various social media networks. And it may not be enough to get him to not have his loyal fans, including somebody named Bella something. Bella, you know what? Let me figure out who this is. Give me a second. And while I figure out who this is, I'm going to tell you about something really exciting for the podcast. Extremely excited to welcome a brand new sponsor to Locked On Grizzlies. And this one is close to your heart as a Grizzly fan and close to my heart because it's some folks who really enjoy listening to the podcast, wanted to be part of it, and wanted to bring some really awesome experiences to you guys as Grizzly fans. So when Mark from Grizz Essentials got in touch with me and said, let's do something fun. Let's do something great for the listeners of the podcast. Let's make it special. I said, awesome. Awesome. Because I know Grizz Essentials. You know, many of you already know about Grizz Essentials, but you know what? Quite a few of you may not. What an unbelievable idea this is. For anybody who is listening, I know you're a Grizzly fan, so you're going to love this. And if you got people in your life who are Grizzly fans, it's an amazing gift. but it's a gift that keeps on giving, because every month you can get a Grizz box that's full of amazing and unique Grizzly stuff, loot, gear, swag, whatever you want to call it. It's all the cool stuff that you need to get. And it's really easy, because you sign up, and you could sign up for a month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, you name it. You can set up what you need, and every month you're going to get something special, something very unique. Mark works with local vendors and local folks, and this is not like the kind of stuff that you just buy on the store shelves. This is all, you know, got a unique spin to it. This is for the fan who really wants to take it to the next level. You want a shirt, sure, but you want a unique shirt. You want stuff that says Grizzlies, but you want it to be done by Grizz fans and Grizz people. You want to be a true Grizzly supporter. You can go to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. All the cool stuff, and see some examples of things that they've done in the past. Each box is different and unique. And heck, you're going to get a note from Mark and Courtney, handwritten, because they care that much about your business. They want to say thank you for what you do. You're going to see some incredible scarves, some great artwork, some unique stuff even for your pets sometimes. Half the fun is getting to open up your box and see exactly what you've got. You never know. Go to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. That is the unique URL for us here on the podcast and for all of you. And here's the cool deal, okay? You go to GrizzEssentials.com. That's Grizz with two Z's. GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. I'm going to give you a promo code every week. And we're going to have a promo code that's going to get you, and only you, listeners to this podcast, you're going to get a free month at Grizz Essentials. A free month. A free month, a box of goodness, a box of Grizzly gear, a box of magic. You're going to open it up and it's going to be free. I can give you a free month, but I'm going to give you a special code. Every week, I can give you a code. The code's going to be different every week. So if you choose not to do it this week, that's fine. Just know that the code is going to change. Here is this week's code. Chancoon. Chancoon. Chancun. That's this week's Grizz Essentials Locked On Grizzlies promo code that gets you that free month at GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Again, my thanks to Mark King and all the great folks at Grizz Essentials. They've been around for a while, and they are bringing back Grizz Essentials for you. Grizzly gear for Grizzly fans. Real stuff. Special stuff. Unique stuff. Vendors, local vendors. He's got great relationships. You're going to find things in your Grizz Essentials box that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else, and it will set you apart as the real hardcore Grizz fan that you are. Here's the URL again one more time. GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Remember, promo code Chancoon. You put that in, you get your first month free. We do it for you. Thanks again to Grizz Essentials. They're going to be on with us for the rest of the season. Really looking forward to working with them and bringing you some awesome stuff throughout the season at GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Bella Thorne. That's what it is. Bella Thorne. She apparently was on Disney, some sort of Disney thing, and then she's on a show, and she's got some social media presence. Anyway, she was courtside, decked out in Chandler Parsons gear, interestingly enough. I mean, what a coincidence. And she's posting stuff all over the place, and it's like, I mean, people are talking. Second half was basically just people talking about this. And even after the game, like within in the house at FedEx Forum, they're showing her, like, constantly on the cameras, like as we're walking around the arena going to do all the postgame stuff. She's on all the screens. Like, I don't know. I do not know who this person is. She's got 6.5 million followers on Twitter. I'm very old, apparently. I feel like I am twice as old as my age is, because I just did not even know this person existed. And apparently she is unbelievably popular. No, not a clue. No idea. But there you go. That was, she's courtside in going crazy, and some girl's with her, and she's got this like this whole thing happening where they're like, oh, they're just taking punches of pictures and doing it. They're very popular. I don't know. It was all a bit distracting throughout the game, and which is good because the game really ended up being, you know, largely uncompetitive after the first half and on into, you know, mostly into the probably, I don't know, 6 minutes or so left. Third quarter really started to kind of get out of hand. You saw the Grizzlies start to separate and get that double-digit lead, and then once they did that, they didn't look back. Scored so many points. Back to Parsons for a second, though, because it continues to be crystal clear that he's giving you absolutely nothing out there from any kind of perspective, starter or whatever. I would say you could put him on the bench, but I don't think that that's really going to do much. I don't think it's going to change much if you throw him on the bench. You know, he's in a club. I'm looking at Basketball Reference here. I searched for guys that have played as much as he have, that have started 30 games or more, and he started 30 now, that have a true shooting percentage as low as his and a PER as low as his. His true shooting percentage is around 44% right now, which is really, really low on true shooting, because that accounts for free throws as well as three-pointers. So your true shooting percentage, your average true shooting percentage, is much higher than that. And your PER, the average PER is 15. He has a PER of 8.2 right now. There are 26 guys going back to 1983, at least, that have put up those kinds of numbers, that have started that many games and have been that ineffective. One of them happens to be Tayshaun Prince, from the 2013-14 season, when he was absolutely ripped by Grizzly fans. Grizzly fans hated to see Tayshaun Prince in the starting lineup, but he was there. He kept playing. He played, and he's played more minutes, to be fair, than Parsons has, but he started that many games. Now Prince was 5 years older than Parsons is now, and was a different sort of player. You know, Tayshaun Prince was never a guy that could score the way Parsons could in when Parsons was healthy and playing well. Yeah, he had a different game. Tayshaun Prince, a much better defender than Chandler Parsons, even at his advanced age. You know, Parsons is not giving you much on the defensive end either. But overall, Parsons' numbers are worse than Tayshaun Prince's were that year, and they are some of the worst you will see from a guy that has started that many games. And so, you know, whether you want to say starter, bench, whatever, it's just becoming more and more obvious that he something needs to change. And, you know, James Ennis can throw in, you throw him in the starting lineup. You can make we can talk about how that change will affect the Grizzlies and what they need to do. Something, though, needs to change, because otherwise he's just dragging down the starters right now. He's dragging down the energy. It's just not working. It's just not working. Will it work next year? I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. But for this year, not because of the knee. Not specifically because of the injury. You wouldn't be shutting him down because of that. I'm not saying you need to shut him down in some kind of dramatic statement, like, oh, we're just shutting the guy down. I'm saying that if there were any other player out there, he would be benched for poor performance. Just like you saw, you know, Troy Daniels not get run. Just like you saw James Ennis not get run. And those guys have contributed a lot more than Parsons has. It has nothing to do with the knee specifically. It just has to do with what the knee is causing. And what the knee is causing is his inability to give you anything. He needs to be put at least on the bench and possibly just out of the rotation altogether. And, you know, whether it's being, you know, mandated that he play because the front office wants to see and wants this thing to work no matter what, or whether Fizdale wants to do it himself and wants this thing to work, or whatever it may be. I think it's fast becoming time to just admit that it's time. It's time to start fresh. It's time to admit that this thing isn't working and figure something else out. Now, the good news for the Grizzlies is that they really have found this new Mike Conley and Marc Gasol. I don't want to overlook Mark. 5 for 5 from outside. First time that any center has done that in NBA history. And thanks to our friends at Fast Break Breakfast who dug through Basketball Reference and found that good stuff. Thank you very much for doing that to Keith and all the folks that support this pod, like the folks at Fast Break Breakfast do. Thank you. Thank you for that, and thanks for the heads up. Mark, that outside shot, I mean, it's when it's working, it's awesome. He had a 28-footer, I think, almost a 30-footer in the game. He was hot. He was hot, and that's really fun to watch. So the Grizzlies needed this one, and they got it. A lot of folks, interestingly enough, hear from the Dallas Mavericks at the game tonight to take a look and to scout the Grizzlies and the Mavericks playing very well of late. And, of course, the Grizzlies will be back in action against the Mavericks on Friday night in doing the old Texas two-step at Dallas, at Houston this weekend. Big weekend for the Grizzlies and their positioning before returning home next week for the Monday-Thursday. Tuesday-Thursday. I got my days all confused. It's Monday-Thursday-Saturday. Monday. Thank you. Jeez. Monday-Thursday-Saturday-Monday is the home schedule in the four-game homestand next week. Brooklyn, Clippers, Hawks, and Bucks all on the way. But the at Dallas, at Houston, interesting, especially because the Mavericks have really started playing well with Nerlens Noel added to the mix. And so it's a different grouping. In Houston, similarly, in spite of a loss they had at home to the Pacers, they have been playing well with Lou Williams. So that's a potentially very important, very big game for the Grizzlies, a big weekend for them on Friday and Saturday. Of course, we'll be talking about that on the pod coming up for the rest of the week. Big news also, as I tape this, I don't know how serious it is, but the Western Conference, it has really, really been thrown open with the injury to Kevin Durant. Earlier on Wednesday, or on Tuesday, he's playing against the Warriors are playing against the Wizards, and he gets his knee hyperextended, and MRI coming up later on, but it just didn't sound good. He left the arena before the game was over to go get his MRI done and all that stuff. It doesn't look especially good, and if he's out for the season, then that throws the entire playoff race very much up in the air, and that's no exaggeration. Durant is a big part of that Warriors team, and without him, they are still going to be good. But are they going to be elite? Are they going to be a championship squad? I don't know. Which brings San Antonio into the mix, which brings Houston into the mix, which brings a lot of teams into the mix. And I think as much as you don't want to see anyone get hurt, and I would never wish any injury on anyone, you don't want to see anyone get hurt. You just can't deny, though, that if that is the case, it changes a lot in the Western Conference and really heightens the need for the Grizzlies to get things going, because then you could talk yourself into making a crazy run. You could talk yourself into doing some crazy stuff in the playoffs. If you see that Golden State is no longer the juggernaut that you thought they were, weird things can happen, man. Weird things can happen. So it's really incumbent upon you to get it right as quickly as you can. We'll have to kind of wait and see, and we'll have more tomorrow on the podcast about all of that. Thanks so much for joining me here on Locked On Grizzlies. As always, you can check me out 7 to 10, Wolo and Peter in the morning, Real Sports Talk, Sports 56, 87.7 FM. Check out Numbers Game in the Commercial Appeal, and you can check us out on Facebook as well. Search for Locked On Grizzlies, or go to facebook.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. For those of you, of course, that are big fans of the podcast. Let me tell you something. This is a great spot for your company. If you want to reach men between the ages of 18 and 54, this is the place for your audiences. And here's something to consider. Recent surveys have shown that podcast listeners are 65% more willing to think seriously about purchasing products they learned about from podcasts. 60%, given equal price and quality, prefer to purchase from companies that advertise on their favorite podcasts. Our rates are very reasonable. Please shoot me an email, peter@peteredmiston.com. Shoot me a tweet @peteredmiston or a direct message, something like that. We can get all the information out to you. I'd love to have you on the podcast, become part of our family, and reach all those great folks out there that are listening. Thank you so much. You have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily podcast on the Memphis Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.